Hello, Illini Nation. You're talking Illini with Boz and Mr. G. Talking Illini today is none other than Bruce Weber. Coach, thanks much for joining us. I've seen you a couple times the last month or so, and you look real relaxed and calm and enjoying the off season. Always smiling, a little bounce in your step. Is there a little bit of a different Bruce Weber during the season as compared to the off season?
Well, you don't have quite the pressure, I guess, of the daily grind of the season, the games. The one thing, there really is not an off season, I guess, in college basketball, as you know, maybe years ago. And you know, my wife always gets a kick out of people that come up and say, "Oh, you know, your coach's husband, you know, what does he do all summer?" And actually, the summer is probably our busiest time. We have 20 some days of camp in the month of June, 20 some days of recruiting in the month of July. You got meet and greets. Coach Zook and I are going out around the state, different events, and then you throw in charity events and all that. You maybe get a little bit of time in August, and all of a sudden we're back in school. And you know, for me, the easiest time is really when practice starts, because you have a daily routine. I know I'm going to be home. I think in the month of June, I told somebody the other day, I have one night when I'm home in the whole entire month that I know I'm going to be, you know, at my house with nothing to do.
So that means your wife likes you better during the season,
when
the games are over?
She knows when she makes dinner. I'm probably going to be home to eat it. But, it's a little different. And you know, just myself, our assistants, you know, all the sports here at the University of Illinois, you know, it's a difficult thing to be part of a coach's family. I mean, because it is very demanding. And I'm sure when you talk to Coach Zook, he'll probably tell you the same thing. There's not much time. You know, you got to make sure you give yourself some time and your family some quality time, because the grind can take a toll on you.
Coach Bruce Weber talking Illini with Boz and Mr. G. Coach, you grew up in Milwaukee, graduated high school, I believe, 74, college, 78. I'm a couple months older than you. I'm right in there with you. And because of that, I wanted to ask you a few quick things about Milwaukee. One-word answers, please. Laverne or Shirley?
I got to go with Shirley.
Okay. Lenny or Squiggy?
Oh, Lenny.
Richie Cunningham or Arthur Fonzarelli?
Oh, the Fonz.
Okay. Mr. Cunningham or Mr. C? This is a trick one. Mr. C, Fiorello LaGuardia or Father Dowling?
I guess Father Dowling.
Okay. Last one. This is a tough one. Mr. Cunningham or Charlie from Charlie's Angels?
Well, Charlie from Charlie's Angels, he's got a little bit, he's got some control of the ladies, so I got to go with him.
Okay, terrific. Let's get back to basketball now. When the kids come through the tunnel this October for Midnight Madness, that'll mark the beginning, I believe, of your 30th season on a Division I bench. Is the time going fast or slow?
Very fast. It's just amazing. And I guess we're both slowly but surely getting a little old, and I don't think of myself as being old. I think part of it is that, you're always involved with kids, and they, as they say, they keep you young at heart. And, but it's when I think about 30 years, I've seen a lot, not only a lot of games, a lot of practices, a lot of players come and go, but, I've seen the game of basketball change. Definitely become more worldly, and then just changes with the athleticism, the kids, the agents, all those things. And, I guess it's you're proud to be part of it and to watch the progress of the game of basketball.
Do you know, of the last 29 years, how many times one of the teams you were part of missed the postseason?
And I don't know exact number, but it's not many. I've been very fortunate to, even at Western Kentucky as a grad assistant, we went to the NCAA at Purdue all the 18 years we were in, the NCAA or the NIT, I think all but maybe one year. And then, SIU, we had you know, a slow start the first year, but then got the NIT and the NCAA and then here. So, you know, I've been very fortunate. I do know I've only been part of two seasons that were under 500, and obviously last year was one of them. It wasn't a whole lot of fun, but, you know, at the same time, I guess over the course of now going to be 30 years, you know, even Coach K, Coach Knight, you know, if you go back and watch Coach Wooden, you know, somewhere along the line, you know, everybody's a little vulnerable and has some tough times. And I guess it's, you know, how you respond to that. And, you know, when we were at Purdue and had the one losing season there, we came right back and made the NCAA tournament. We were, I think, a one seed the next year. And then, you know, a couple of years later, won three Big Ten championships in a row. So, you know, it's the game of basketball is very humbling. There's a lot of things you can't control. You know, beside dealing with 18 to 22 year olds, which is always difficult, but you know, there are injuries and, you know, a free throw here, so much scheduling, there's so many things you can't control. And, you know, at times even, you know, everybody, I think, you know, takes a little bit of a failure and, you know, hopefully we, you know, we were humbled and we learned from it. Now we come back hungry and ready for, get the Illini back in that top 20, battling for a Big Ten championship and back in the tournament.
Pinpoint back, was it grammar school, high school, college? If you can pinpoint that one shining moment when Bruce Weber decided he wanted to be a basketball coach.
Well, it in my family, it was kind of emphasized, I guess, or my dad just made a decision that all of us would coach. He said, you're going to be teachers and coaches. It's a great life. You're helping people. At that time, he did say, you'll have your summers off, which he thought was good. And now, even at the high school level, you don't have your summers off. You know, you're my brother at Glenbrook North, they're, you know, he's got something every day, camps and leagues and shootouts on weekends. And, you know, you might get a little bit of time in late July, but so, you know, that was, you know, kind of decided. I was always in a position where I guess I was a leader, a captain. I was the catcher in baseball. You know, I was the point guard in basketball. I was the quarterback when I played football. And football career ended when older brother had back-to-back broken legs. And mom said, you know, you're not gonna be part of that. So, It just, I guess, part of that. And then, you know, I started coaching really in college, working with kids. I enjoyed it. I really got into it, you know, to help kids and watch them grow. And, you know, I have great memories of going to camp and the coaches that work with me and, you know, hopefully give back to people, give back to the game of basketball, which has given me very much.
Coach Bruce Weber talking Illini with Boz and Mr. G. Coach, in our remaining moments, I'd like to talk a little bit about recruiting over a 12-month period. I know you're not a big fan of the chat rooms and all that. I like to read them. I don't like to write them, and that's why we're talking to the fans here. But I get a feeling that we need to educate the fans a little more about the rules and during certain parts of the season in terms of contacts, writing, phone calls, visiting, et cetera. One thing that kind of makes me think a little is that the high school season ends in March. The NCAA season ends first week in April. And the high school kids go right into AAU. Has any coach stood up in a meeting and said, why don't we give ourselves a little break, give the kids a break, let them finish school, do well in their finals, let's have a non-contact period April and May and start up again in June?
Well, we have, actually. There's a new rule that just was put in place. Now, you know, there's schools trying to override this rule, but it's not going to allow us to go to any of these AAU events in the spring. There, you know, there's big events in Houston, thousands of teams in Houston. Vegas has them, Akron, the LeBron James tournament. And, you know, as you said, we really don't have a break. The other part of it that people forget, we're gone so much. And we're also gone when our kids are here on campus. And that's not a good thing either. That, you know, here you chase kids for 2, 3, maybe longer, you know, 4 years in some cases. You know, you tell the parents you're going to be with them and be around them. And as soon as they get there, you're gone out recruiting and trying to get the next group. So it's that fine line, but there has been talk football has really controlled, you know, the recruiting. I think they try to give themselves some time. They try to be on campus more. They limit more and more what the head coach, when he can go out. But football is a smaller group of schools and coaches, the 1A coaches, so they have a better chance to get votes through. Where we have, they have 100-something, we have 300-some, and there's so many different levels and different thought processes of, you know, how it should be done. It's, when I first started 30 years ago, now you could go out every day of the year, 365 days a year, and some people did. Coach Katie, when he was at Arkansas for Eddie Sutton, there was the hot rumor that Coach had the longest streak. He had in the 50s somewhere. I don't know exact number. Somewhere between 50 and 60 days out consecutive. And I mean, that, just think of that. I mean, and you've heard the stories and read the books and, you know, people camping out on, you know recruits' lawns and, you know, waiting till the day of the signing, sleeping overnight, kidnapping kids. I mean, you know, these are true stories, you know, that happened, because I've talked to some of the old time coaches, and now, you know, they've tried to control it more, tried to restrict it. But at that time, there wasn't AAU. There wasn't, you know, the summer basketball. There were, you know, if you were going out in the summer, you were going to a playground in Chicago and watching kids play, or an open gym. Now it's, you know, kids cannot, they don't have a chance to be kids. I think that's the difficult thing. And I think you bring up a great point. And also the other thing is, the high school season isn't as important anymore. And that's the, you know, I have kids, I talk to kids on the phone, and they say, "Oh, coach, the real season's coming up." And I was like, "The real season, you know?" And then I'm like, and it hits me, they're talking about the AAU. Well, yeah, if you get to go to, you're 15, 16 years old, and you're going to Vegas and Houston and Orlando 3 weekends in a row, I guess it would be pretty exciting.
So then now, April, May, and June, you can't go out and watch games.
Well, they're the new rule, which is, again, it's being, trying to be, over, they're trying to override it. Some schools are, actually. They're going to do some type of thing. We have encouraged letting us go to high schools. And, you know, open gyms, so the high school coach stays involved, and you know, one, limiting the kids going on the weekends. AAU basketball is not going to go away totally. It's club basketball. It's summer basketball. Even if we don't go, they're still going to have tournaments. And now it'll get less and less. A lot of it's sponsored by the shoe companies. And when the shoe companies keep cutting down their sponsorship, the money's not there. If we're not going to the events, you know, we're paying for all these packets, you know, sometimes $300-$400, which kind of help the tournaments keep running. So they'll be cut more and more. So it, you know, we have a, I guess right now is a quiet period in the month of June. We can have camps. Kids can make unofficial visits, come on their own, or official if you needed to at this point. July, there's nothing as far as visits go. They don't want kids going to an AAU event and stopping at a school, that type of thing. We have a 20-day period, 10 off a few, 10 again, where we can go recruiting, watch AAU events, any certified events. August, there's a little bit of a window to have kids on campus. We have just put in, we're getting a little smarter, a dead period, so we can actually go on vacation and not have to worry about somebody else having somebody on campus. School starts then, you know, again, now the visits, unofficial, official. Get into September, and now we can make contact and go to home visits, you know, with the, you know, the upcoming seniors. You're also always watching underclassmen. And we have a lump sum of days. Once school, September starts, we have a lump sum of days that we can go out over the course of September, October, November, December, January, February, March. And you know, that 130 days that we have, every time I go out, it's one man day. And we can have three coaches out on each day at max. So if I'm out, Coach McClain's out, Coach Price is out, that's three man days, and it comes from our 130 days. You have a contact period September into October. October becomes an evaluation period. And then throughout the season, obviously high school season, you're watching kids, evaluating them, you know, both their academic progress and their basketball progress.
We could talk for hours on that subject, and later I'll want to get into the upcoming team and what the guys are doing over the summer to improve their skills and all. A couple of last quick questions, though. You mentioned AAU, and there's, you know, always two sides of the coin. How do you feel about, yes, they might be participating, getting better competition than maybe the high school, but a lot of times it's unstructured and maybe some bad habits are formed as well.
Well, there's good and bad in AAU. There's probably good and bad in high school. But the problem I see is, you know, my biggest gripe with it is winning isn't that important. And winning is important in high school because the coach's job is on the line. The pride of the school is on the line. It's important for us. And the kids lose in Vegas, and it's no big deal because we're going to Orlando next weekend. You know, we're going to Disney. You know, it's just, and then they lose in Disney. Well, no big deal. We're going some other place. And I think that, you know, people always say winning is a habit. Well, losing's a habit too. And if you're not, you know, not geared to winning, now you get to the high school season. Well, it's okay. We got another game. It's no big deal. No, it isn't okay. You get to the state tournament and you're done. So, that's the downfall. You know, obviously there's some, you know, it's 5-on-5, too much. You need skill development. The international kids who have started to take over the NBA, they get in the gym and they put time in. They're doing 4 or 5 hours a day on shooting, dribbling, passing, weight training, developing their body. Our kids are going out and playing 3 games of 5-on-5, but their game really, you know, it's improved a little bit because of the competition, but that individual skill doesn't get better. And, you know, and over the long haul, I think it's probably hurt the game of basketball in the United States.
Coach Bruce Weber talking Illini with Boz and Mr. G. A couple final things, Coach. Thanks again for joining us. You mentioned played football and baseball in high school. Again, growing up in Milwaukee, baseball, one-word answer, Braves, Brewers, Cubs, Sox, or Cardinals?
Well, I got to, you know, Braves I'm mad at because they left. The Brewers I grew up with. Still have always gone to Cub games, White Sox games, and Cardinal games. I know I'm not trying to take the easy way out, but I just like baseball. And obviously you're a fan of a team from your city, the Brewers, and we're always hoping they win. But if the other teams win, I'm cheering for them too.
Packers, Indy, Colts, or Bears?
I got to go Packers. That one, that's deep. That's deep in the heart.
Okay. Bucks, Indiana Pacers, Kentucky Colonels, Utah Jazz.
Oh, Utah Jazz right now. There's no doubt about it.
I'm glad you said that. There's one thing I want to ask you about that, and then we'll wrap it up. You watch a few Jazz games?
Oh, yeah, I do all the time. Anytime I get to watch Darren or you know, it's fun to watch Luther with the Rockets or, you know, James, I get to watch him on the bench and see where he is with the Magic. But, you know, you know, obviously the playoffs, back-to-back years, Jazz, Rockets, it's been fun to, you know, see your guys out there. And, you know, and obviously Darren has done pretty well. And, you know, we're hoping for that announcement with the Olympic team. That would be great for him. And, you know, obviously it helps us also.
Jerry Sloan's an old-time coach, and I guess we're getting to be old-time guys also. And to me, there's nothing prettier than that Jazz point guard doing the pick and roll with his power forward and the power forward ending up with going to the basket, ending up with a layup, a dunk, or a little, you know, 4, 5, 6 foot shot, as opposed to the man setting the pick, just turning around and standing and waiting to take a 15 footer. Mm-hmm. Are we going to see our big guys roll?
I'd love to see them go to the basket. We've asked them and worked on it. And, you know, one, you got to be able to, you know, move without the ball. You got to be able to make that pivot and get to the basket. You also got to be able to catch it. And you know, each kid's a little different. You know, Tisdale, you're probably going to get more pick and pops. You know, he just doesn't have the mobility and strength. You know, we're hoping you get the new kid, Dominic Keller. We told him last night, I said, the player's got to start telling him, go to the basket. You know, Mike Davis can do a little bit of both. And that, you know, we're hoping we can make some improvement in that. You know, scoring in the paint will definitely be the key and probably something we'll talk about as the summer goes on.
Great, great. We've been talking Illini with Coach Bruce Weber. Coach, again, thanks very much. We got a lot more to talk about. We'll finish the recruiting subject, talk about the guys and how they're doing over the summer. a little more philosophy and strategy. But for now, thanks very much. Enjoy the rest of the summer.
Thank you.